It's Friday the 16th of January, and what an interesting week this has been from a personal perspective. Started off fairly normally, top and tailing an article or two I've been doing for Monarch Airlines, and a little bit of processing on some images I'd got in. Do a bit of stock stuff as well. The pros out there will know exactly what I'm talking about, because that's quite a staple type of work for this time of year. And then Tuesday, I was off to Ullswater with my good friend Ian Morton from the company Striding Ahead. Came along just for a bit of company. I was asked to go and take some shots on that particular day of Ullswater from an unusual perspective, on a spring-like day. Of course, the problem we all encounter when we go out onto the fells is, I mean, I have a phrase for it, which is called weather roulette. You'll know exactly what I mean. You just don't know what you're going to get. When we got alongside Ullswater, I mean, it was seriously high. It was lapping the road. In fact, I posted a tweet later on that day that said it shouldn't be called the Lake District anymore. It should just be called the Lake. And the fields around were extremely wet. There were small lakes and collections of water with swans on them, would you believe? And the rivers around were, well, they did burst the banks. So anyway, made our way over to one or two places near Placefell, Hallamfell that way. And the wind was horrendous. It never abated. I mean, there was virtually no way of finding shelter. Then, of course, the hail snow came in, and it was like being stung by thousands of bees. It did clear once or twice, and I did manage to get a few shots, but obviously the brief had gone out the window. I was very pleased with the images I managed to get, but they didn't fit the brief. But hey, that's what happens. We live to fight another day. Made our way back, and Wednesday was a very special day. I was extremely honoured about 18 months ago to meet Terry Abram, and was invited to be a part of the film Life of a Mountain, Scawfell Pike. And it has received the proper accolades. I mean, I know it was awarded by the Outdoor Writers last year, and rightly so, because it is quite a magnificent piece of work. Shows his real passion and love for the area. And I like to think that all of us who have been involved in it show that. That's how we feel. But of course, watching it aired on the big box on Wednesday evening actually brought a bit of a lump to the throat. I mean, that music by Freddie is quite something. And I know Terry was a little bit disappointed that some of the beautiful scenes had been cut, but I personally don't think it lost too much. And if nothing else, it should give you wonderful people out there who haven't seen the full film the impetus to go and buy it. It is well worth the look, and really shows how he's managed to capture what that area is all like. In fact, I know it's prescriptively Scawfell Pike, but you know yourselves, those scenes are reminiscent throughout the lakes if you managed to be there, especially around those special times with the inversions and the golden hour, sunrise and sunset. So I know the film is available via Striding Edge, Eric Robson's company, and I would advise anybody to go and buy that. It's one of the best 1.5 hours you'll ever have if you enjoy the fells. So it was lovely to watch that on the television, and my social media feed went ballistic, and it was absolutely humbling and very heartwarming to receive so many messages, and I even had one or two emails from people I'd not seen for years who I used to work with at the Home Office all those years ago, saying, sat down to watch the telly and up you popped. It was lovely, and I'm going to let it all die down a little bit, and then I'll certainly write to one or two specific people, because it was nice to have those comments made. So, Thursday, my wife and I are good friends with David and Gina Pennington. Some of you will know Gina as the Cumbrian Blondie on the social media. And one of the things she wanted to do, she's very keen on photography. She takes a lot with a phone. And David got her a really nice little camera last year. And as she put it, she wanted to do it properly. And I was extremely honoured that she asked me to take her out for the day and to show her one or two things so she could get the best out of her camera. By the way, if you can hear some crazy machinery in the background, it's just that we've been having the path done. It's not a sign of affluence. It's a sign of it should have been done 20 years ago. Well, there you go. So I took Gina out yesterday, and she loves Blea Tarn, so we went up to Blea Tarn. If you thought the weather was bad on Tuesday at Ullswater, then yesterday was nigh on biblical, and it really did come in. We were very fortunate that we managed to dodge the showers, but the wind completely outplayed Tuesday's wind. It was really strong. It was blowy, extremely blowy, gusting. I didn't have the little gizmo that Ian has to measure, but it was very, very strong. And she loved it, and she produced some really nice photographs, which she's been posting all over Twitter for the past 12 hours or so. So it was a good. It's been a good week. I mean, Friday, back down to earth with this rock and roll lifestyle. Ironing. I do all the ironing in the house, and Friday morning is my ironing day, and a cup of Farrah's. It's not a big advert, but I do enjoy their coffee, and I'm now going to carry on a little bit more with some of the writing that I'm involved with. I've just got to finish one piece off and then get into some more processing. So I hope you have a good time on the fells or wherever it is that you go walking. I think the snow is going to come in properly over the next week or so. It's looking a bit grey again today. And I know in one or two places, I've just heard that the Langdales has got a bit of a covering in Keswick. And I will be out and about next week if that's the case. So enjoy yourselves. As always, be safe. And thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Thank you.